This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live, and you can bring up what you want here as we launch into the third hour of the program. We can still talk about ISIS, specifically a Christian version of ISIS, plus the border controls. And Johnson wanted to tell us tonight a secret to emotional control that most people don't know about. So I'd like to get to that, too. Of course, your calls and thoughts come first. We're going to go to Jarls again. We're going to try him out. He's supposedly on a clearer connection here, according to our board operator. Jarls, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Mark, and you're calling from Los Angeles. Go ahead.
Wonderful, gentlemen. Am I coming in clear?
So far. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Okay. Well, I've been looking up at the sky since I was a little boy, and I've been noticing that these lights are moving. The sun and the moon and the stars, and I've been told that the giant Earth moves below, but I don't seem to believe it.
Uh-huh. So you don't believe that the Earth moves?
Correct. I mean, I believe there's some vibration to it, but I don't believe it's moving 66,000 miles per hour.
So does that believe that the universe is expanding outward from the center, from the Big Bang?
Oh, who told you this?
Scientists from science class.
Okay, so they told you that everything's expanding away. So
yes, there was a theory that they came up with called the Big Bang, that the universe expanded from a single explosive force that occurred something like 4 trillion years ago.
And I've always wondered what the universe could be condensed into if it's the universe.
A softball, apparently.
Right, but what is that universe inside?
I don't know, space.
But if space is the universe, how could it create itself?
Well, I guess the universe is all the stuff that's in space. So if, you know, all those molecules manage to get down into one spot, you just have a bunch of space.
Well, it has also time and energy. So
to ask how it created itself is one of the greatest questions, you know, known to man, right? Like, there's no real good answer for that.
Now, okay. But then is the sun and the moon moving away from us?
Yes.
You mean, are the sun and the moon moving away?
I don't think that they're, I mean, you know, the Earth is orbiting around the sun, is the notion, and then the moon orbits around the Earth. They keep a relatively static distance from these bodies. Are you saying that you don't think that the Earth circles the sun? This is what I'm not clear on.
Okay, let me be crystal. I don't believe the Earth is moving. I think the sun and moon are moving, as well as those lights, the star lights.
Okay.
So you believe in a geocentric universe?
Oh yes, if that's what they're labeling it.
Yes, that's what that's what they labeled it during the Dark Ages. Yes,
he's going back to the Dark Ages.
We're going back to before Galileo and Copernicus.
We're in the Light Ages now.
Well, I've got a cell
relatively.
Phone, and I can turn on the...
I mean, people aren't being thrown in the, you know, the Iron Maiden anymore, and you know they aren't being rolled down hills, and you know.
Do you think Galileo deserved it?
Well, I think Galileo has a lot of history that maybe we don't know about.
Okay.
And I think a lot of these men maybe had some women friends that could have been telling them things as well. Have you heard the Einstein theory that his wife wrote things?
I have, yep.
No, what's this now?
The theory.
I'm not sure if it's a theory.
Einstein was sort of
Lothario. Yes,
what's
she wrote the
theory?
That she wrote relativity.
Really?
Oh, interesting.
No, I'm not. Well, if it's coming from this guy, I wouldn't necessarily believe it. But
I mean, Einstein worked at a patent office for his life. I mean, right? I mean,
there's somebody always out there willing to, you know, to whittle their own stick on this. So, I mean, if your stick is that women are important, relevant, and you know, powerful, and just as good as men,
oh no,
or whatever,
that's not my stick.
Yeah, I understand, but somebody out there, that's their shtick, and, you know, they could say, hey, you know, his wife could have done it, and then it turns into this urban legend.
I'm just willing to entertain the notion that, you know, that relativity was written by somebody other than a government patent clerk.
Hmm.
That's the only reason why I'd be willing to entertain it, because it's fun.
But so, Jarl, just to be clear, you're not a flat earther. You just believe the spherical earth does not move. It does not rotate around the sun, nor does it itself rotate.
Well, I just to be clear again, I don't know if it's a globe. I don't think we're spinning because have you seen the solar analemma?
Oh, so we're not spinning either.
Right.
I don't know what the solar analemma is.
The solar analemma is the path the sun makes in 1 year. It is an infinity pattern.
Mm-hmm. It keeps on doing it.
One thing that's conveniently happening this year that doesn't happen very often is a solar eclipse.
Now, what does that mean?
How do you explain that?
What is a solar eclipse?
Is the sun moving between the Earth and the moon?
No, I think if the moon and the sun are relatively closer than what we're told, they're still moving. It's just not the distances that we say. And solar eclipses don't happen just once a year. And they happen for different parts of the year on Earth.
All right, what's the solar eclipse? I'm sorry, you're going to have to refresh me on this.
Solar eclipses.
Oh, you mean the solar analemma.
Okay, I'm just asking, what's the solar eclipse? There's a bunch of different types of eclipses. Can we be clear on
exactly
what...
Two types of eclipses.
Yeah.
A solar eclipse is when the moon passes between the Earth and the sun.
Uh-huh.
A lunar eclipse is when the Earth passes between the sun and the moon.
Gotcha. And then that's when the sun or the Earth casts a shadow onto the moon.
Let me ask you this. Why have we been lied to like this? Why did Mr. Anderson lie to me in science class in high school?
Well, maybe he didn't know he was lying. If he was taught the same things we were taught, then it just keeps going down the line.
You've got to admit there are some people that are telling lies, and NASA even has like a camera running out in the International Space Station or whatever, where you can see things happening all the time. I mean, there's going to be a lot of CG design graphics.
Well, not even that. But you have to question the people living in that machine, how the body would adapt to that sort of environment in a micrograph. I don't see how our saliva or any fluids could maintain that.
Okay.
So he doesn't believe there's anyone there.
So there's no one there?
I don't think so.
I used to live in by Cocoa Beach. Not in Cocoa Beach, but I used to live by Cocoa Beach where Cape Canaveral is. And they're setting up a lot of rockets to trick us when they could just say that NASA was down in Antarctica. You know, they could have just lied, put it down in Antarctica.
I'm not disputing the rockets. I'm thinking maybe they can go certain elevation. But
they come back down. You don't see them when they come back down, Mark.
Yeah, and you see the trajectory of the time lapses, and they're tremendously curving.
You know, I bet it would be kind of fun to. I mean, I don't want to do it on the air, but it might be kind of fun to watch the flat earthers go up against this guy.
Oh, he's much better. Yeah.
You think he's better than the flat earthers?
Oh, yeah. Like, he has an answer for everything. And for one, when was the last time you heard the term solar analemma? Right?
I never heard of it.
You know, the guy's not an idiot. He's got a theory, the best I can tell, and believes it very thoroughly.
Well, no, I don't know
they
if he's an idiot,
off him
but
like
he's
rubber bullets.
I don't know if he's an idiot, but he's ignoring mountains of evidence.
With all respect, we're all an idiot at something.
That's true. We're all ignorant about something. But, you know, to ignore the mountains of evidence and, you know, testimonials out there that, you know, refute your claims is kind of dumb.
Well, Plus, his transatlantic accent makes him sound that much smarter, too.
I'm not blatantly dismissing all the evidence. I'm just looking at it more thoroughly and finding some contradiction.
And what's the contradiction?
Well, like I said, the infinity pattern, for one, they say it's from our tail.
You believe the sun moves, dude. There's no,
yes,
you know,
no
ridiculous.
We thought
Wait,
that.
Have you ever played with a spirograph?
Please, remind me what a spirograph does.
Spirograph is it's an odd, like, little shaped device where you put a pencil in it and you rotate it around. It's within a circle, right? So you have a circle, right?
Oh, yes.
It's like an orbit, and then there's a shape, and you put a pencil in one of the ends of, say, a triangle, right? And then when you rotate this triangle around the circle, it draws it almost looks like an infinity symbol, but it rotates, and you keep drawing it, it'll draw like a spiral pattern, and that's why it's called a spiral graph.
And
so when you think of the analemma and you think of the fact that the Earth is on an axis and rotating around the sun, it makes perfect sense.
Thanks for the call, Jarls. Appreciate it. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
I'm convinced.
The infinity symbol is basically a spirograph.
We're going to continue, and you can share your thoughts with us here.
Orbits are not perfectly aligned.
On Free Talk Live. Coming up, secret to emotional control that most don't know about. It's Free Talk Live.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME99 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME99 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME99 to 42424.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite 7 herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
When a storm causes power loss for a whole day, it can seem endless. There's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power for not just days, but for months or longer. Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. And CENTCOM General Lloyd Austin says it's not a question of if, but when. That's why Americans are rushing to secure solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. And the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all. Portable and lightweight, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. If a blackout strikes, you'll have power for heat, lights, cell phones and computers, and critical medical devices, all from the rechargeable solar power. Our first introduction sold out fast, and with high demand, we can't guarantee keeping the supply in stock. Stay protected with the power you need. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. Right now, enjoy our special easy pay option. Just go to blackout27.com. That's blackout27.com. Blackout27.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free and join us here. Our number is 855-453, 855-450-3733. You know, we're going to get back to the ISIS thing, but I wanted to change gears here for a little bit and talk about what Johnson had brought in to discuss here tonight. The secret to emotional control that most people don't know about. We're going to get into that. Your calls and thoughts, welcome. Also, don't forget, you can save big time on your purchases at Amazon by going to saveitpurse.com. If you've got cryptocurrency like Bitcoin. If you don't, sorry. You can't save big time on your purchases. So this is a good reason to start investigating Bitcoin if you have not yet taken the time to do so, because I'm dead serious here. You can save 20% easily on pretty much every purchase you make at Amazon. That's been my experience recently at saveitpurse.com. I saved as much as 33% recently because I was really patient with one item. The higher the price you request discount, the longer it might take to fulfill the order. But most of the time, 20%, that gets fulfilled within a day of me putting it up on the site.
Right. Your choice to not get into cryptocurrency, specifically Bitcoin, is costing you and your family every day.
Right. So you can learn more about Bitcoin, of course, at Bitcoin.com. But they do accept other alternatives to Bitcoin, some of the altcoins through their shapeshift option at SaveItPurse. SaveATPurse. You go to SaveItPurse.com. You can get started there. It's super easy to do. I've been doing it for like 2 years. And more than 2 years, and it's been fantastic. I've saved about $1,700. I just checked the statistics a couple of days ago on how much I've saved. It's all stuff I was going to buy anyway. So why not save 10, 20% on the stuff that you want to get? Go to saveitpurse.com, saveatpurse.com, as we continue with your calls and thoughts. We got a Michael. He's in Orlando. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Michael. Hello, Michael. In Orlando. Going once. Michael in Orlando, going twice. We're going to put Michael back on hold. Maybe he's in a bad cell. Johnson, psychology blog, is that where we're going here?
That's right. Yep.
All right, what do you got?
Okay, so it's the secret to emotional control that most people don't know. And it's, you know, one of these things, I thought this was a particularly good one because it's really sort of obvious, but it's simple, and but it is something that I don't think that most people know or get.
All right.
So better emotional control, it's linked to lower levels of depression and anxiety, and the key to emotional control is to be flexible, new research finds. So if you think about, you know, when you are feeling the least sort of in control of your emotions, there are usually situations where your control and freedom is kind of limited, right? I mean, that's when you're
frustrated.
Most people start to get, you know, emotionally kind of out of control.
Yeah, your options are restricted, so
You're run by your emotions as opposed to you running your emotions.
Right, exactly. So, and that's just, you know, naturally there. So how do people who deal with their emotions better, how do they deal with those situations, right? Well, people with lower levels of depression and anxiety tend to vary their emotional control strategy successfully, depending on whether the situation can be explained. Dr. Peter Koval, one of the study's authors, said, "Our results caution against a one-strategy-fits-all approach, which may be tempting to recommend based on many previous findings regarding reappraisal as a strategy for regulating emotion. Simply using any given emotion regulation strategy, more or less in all situations, may not lead to the best outcomes. Instead, contextually appropriate emotion regulation may be healthier." So let me explain, because I know that was probably complicated. For the research, people were tracked over a week. They were asked to indicate how they managed their emotions and how much control they had over the situation. People with the highest levels of mental health tended to change their strategy more based on how much control they had. So in other words, when, you know, control was increased or reduced, they changed strategies. So people who tended to change how they managed their emotional control or their emotional
how they explained it to themselves.
Right, how they manage their emotions based on, in other words, I've got a lot of control of this situation. I'm going to manage my emotions this way. I've got very little control of this situation. I'm going to manage my emotions a different way.
Okay.
So they manage their emotions very differently depending on their level of control in a situation. So you might, you know, for example, you know, we know some people who would probably go into, like, dealing with a cop or a government situation, and they might not change their emotional management strategy at all, and they just have emotional outbursts and freak out, and that's not a very good strategy for dealing with that situation. That's not going to get you ahead in life. Now, that might work in situations where they've got a lot of control over the situation, though, where they do have a lot of control, you know, and they are able to deal with the situation. Maybe that ends up getting them their way a lot. But if they don't vary their strategy, it becomes a problem.
I see.
Okay. So they say, okay, so when they had less control, this is what the article says, when they had less control, in other words, they couldn't change things. They tended to reappraise the situation. Reappraisal involves thinking about a situation in a different way, e.g., I've been rejected romantically, but at least I tried. Maybe next time I'll be more lucky. But when they had more control, in other words, they could do something about the situation, they tended to avoid thinking differently. The study's authors write, "We found that people with higher well-being increased their use of reappraisal as context became less controllable, whereas individuals with lower well-being showed the opposite pattern. The reason reappraisal is bad when you have control is that it stops you from doing something about the situation." The study's authors explain, when a situation can be directly changed, reappraisal may undermine the adaptive function of emotions in motivating action.
So when you're talking about reappraisal, you're talking about, are you reappraising your options or are you reappraising your emotional approach?
Emotional approach. So, for example, like they said in the example, I've been rejected romantically, but at least I tried. Maybe next time I'll be more lucky.
As opposed to maybe the default of, darn that dratted person who rejected me and being angry about it.
So I'm going to bring up an example because I'm watching The Office currently, and there's two characters in The Office.
The American one?
Oh. And I've never actually watched The Office before, but these two characters, and I don't think I'm ruining anything because it's very early on in the show, named Jim and Pam. And
yep.
Jim sort of has this thing for Pam, and she's gotten engaged, or she's engaged in the show. She's kind of been engaged since the beginning of the show.
To someone who's not Jim.
But at one point, Jim, intimates to another coworker of the office that, he has interest in her.
Mm.
And so the guy, but he says, but she's engaged, you know, so he's rejected romantically.
Options are
limited. And so
limited.
In this situation, I've been rejected romantically, but at least I tried. Maybe next time I'll be more lucky. But the other character, his coworker, says, she's just engaged. That's not taken forever. She's not married. Don't give up. Like, don't ever give up. And so then he reappraises.
Mm-hmm.
And so he goes through that reappraisal process and thinks, you know, maybe I do have options. Maybe there is something I can do about this. So that would be reappraising when he does actually have control to take a different set of actions. But because in this, you know, example, the person just changed their, you know, they just said, I've been rejected, and maybe I'll be more lucky, next time I'll be more lucky. They're kind of giving up their control of the situation. They just assume that they don't have control. So that's where it would be bad.
Hmm, okay.
When a situation can be directly changed, reappraisal may undermine the adaptive function emotions have in motivating action, right? So if you can change a situation, right, if you just reappraise, then you're not going to be motivated. It takes away that motivation.
Let's continue with this here in moments.
Yeah.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. I find it a little confusing.
Well, we'll talk about
it. So, yeah, I want to get a little further into this here and get Mark to weigh in. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves. If you want to weigh in on this, you're welcome to. It's Free Talk Live.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Up what you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype, so Skype on in here. Join the show at Skype username lrn.fm. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
Don't forget, you can help support Free Talk Live by shopping with us. You just go to shop.freetalklive.com and our Amazon through the links you'll find there. Amazon UK, Amazon US, Amazon Canada. You click into the right Amazon for you and get your shopping taken care of. Free Talk Live gets a portion of the purchase price. So for those of you without Bitcoin, then this is your best option. It's, you know, your same regular old Amazon prices and they're great shipping deals and everything. It's just that Free Talk Live gets cut a portion of the sale when you go through shop.freetalklive.com. As we continue here, Johnson, you got a little bit more from the psychology blog and... let's see here. This is actually the link you gave me is from, spring.org.uk.
Yeah, it's a psychology blog.
Okay, got Cyblog. It. Cyblog.
Yeah, the they have a very weird URL. I don't understand their URL, but whatever.
The secret to emotional control most people don't know. It's been a little obscure so far for whatever reason.
I think the last two paragraphs really clear it up. They boil down the entire article just very succinctly.
All right.
Here they are. When the situation can be changed... It is better to let your emotions, whatever they may be, motivate that change, rather than trying to change the emotions, right?
So if the situation
can you have control.
Yeah, right. if you have control, if you have in some way or another, then let your motivations, let your emotions motivate you.
Right.
So rather than second-guessing yourself.
Right. So, for example, like the example, I've been rejected romantically, but at least I tried. Maybe next time I'll be more lucky. And in the example that I was giving from that show, The Office, that situation could be changed.
Sure.
You know, she was engaged. She's not married. there's still a chance there. And instead, what he did is say, you know, reappraise, maybe next time I'll be more lucky, I'm going to move on, when, in fact, his emotions were that he was attracted, that should have motivated the change, he should have gone after it, right? That's the better choice in that circumstance, is to follow your emotions, follow your heart, and do what you really feel is best, it's in that case. However, when a situation can't be changed, it's better then to try and change the emotion.
So then if he, let's say, not using the example exactly, but the example you gave was the show The Office, Jim and Pam, he went after her and ultimately was successful.
Dead.
Or she said, look, Jim, I'm just not into you.
Right.
Then his options are no longer open at that point, and he should then say, well, at least I tried. Yeah. Or, you know, try to take it from a more positive aspect.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
Yeah, that did roll it into an easier understanding. What do you think of that advice, Mark?
I think it's good advice. You know, it's pretty sound and pretty obvious. If you can't control a situation, you clearly need to control
your emotions.
Yourself.
Yeah.
If you can control a situation, you need to concentrate on how you can control that situation. Now, if your emotional response is to, blurt out profanities or whatever it is, the chances are good that you can use that emotional response to motivate you, but you still need to handle how you control your emotions.
Right. But I guess the reason why I thought that this article was particularly good or interesting is take that little bit of advice from the end of the article, now that it's a little bit easier to understand, and apply it in terms of, you know, if you have this yourself or people who you know, in terms of anxiety and depression and people with anxiety and depression. Now, those, you know, I would think that this little bit of advice is a little harder to apply for people who have that sort of condition, you know, because they get into a mode of thinking where it becomes harder to sort of internalize that sort of give and take with control
controlling
their emotions.
People don't believe they can.
Right.
And when you suggest to them that, well, you can, then they reject it. And they say, well, no, I can't.
They feel like they're out of control and,
something has done this to me and I am this way and this is the way I am and I will be depressed and I will be anxious and I can't possibly control my emotions.
Right.
I've been told this by people like that.
Well, I see on Facebook all the time, and I am not a psychologist. I don't know what depression's about. But the idea that essentially if you offer any sort of homey advice about depression, that you're an a-hole, right?
homey? Like, what's up, homie?
No, homie as in, you know, just your life, right? The suggestion that somehow you know anything about them and their problem makes you, you know, I mean, like, it, not only are you ignorant, but you're a rude ignoramus for even suggesting anything about it. And I can see how somebody with depression who's around a bunch of people who don't understand depression would probably feel alienated and frustrated and a variety of things. At the same time, I mean, you know, somehow the world is full of depressed people, and those depressed people treat themselves a lot. I mean, they manage to, you know, usually the first thing you're going to get as far as depression goes is you should exercise. You should get up at a regular time. Mm. You know, you should do a variety of things. And these are the things, by the way, that professionals will tell you to do, too. It's just in many cases, it's very hard.
It's hard.
It's hard to get up on time. I mean, you know, if it was easy, it wouldn't be called work.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not depressed and it's hard for me to get up on time. So, I mean, I can understand that. You know, it's frustrating because we were just actually reading. Were you on the show? No, I don't think you were on back yet, Mark, when we talked about the placebos. Were you on when we talked about the placebo effect?
I don't know.
So we had an interesting article about, like, some crazy stuff about the placebo effect, and one of them was that placebos work for depression. So, you know, again, the people who've been diagnosed with depression or the people who have depression firmly believe in this story about themselves, and you can't talk them out of it. You can't tell them, oh, yeah, it's just in your head. You know, you can change that. You can change your perspective and, you know, be more positive or whatever. But then when you give the example of, oh, well, here's somebody with depression. You've given them a pill for depression.
Right.
Turns out that pill's a sugar pill.
Right.
And, oh, wow, it cures depression.
I was depressed for a while, and I treated my depression with a very strange strategy that I came up with.
So not alcohol.
Not alcohol.
Okay.
A lot of people, when they get depressed, practice some sort of self-harm, right?
Mm.
They just get into these harmful habits, doing things that are, like, harmful because they want to hurt themselves. They feel, like, bad about themselves and they want to do things.
Yeah.
So I decided I was going to do that to myself. I decided I was going to practice self-harm intentionally.
Wow.
But Here's the thing. I decided to harm myself with good habits that I didn't like doing.
Right.
Like eating vegetables.
Like eating healthy, going to the gym, getting up early, saving financially, doing all these things that, like, you know, people don't like to do. And I viewed as, in a way, harmful that I didn't like doing them, but that I knew would be good for me.
Unpleasant. Yeah,
yeah, unpleasant things. And it was just a... turned out to be a very good strategy.
So you sort of punished yourself with good things.
Losing a bunch of weight and saving a bunch of money and, you know, and, like, dealing with getting a lot of really good things in life.
And now you've got a new girlfriend.
Yeah, and my depression went away, of course.
And it's because in a lot of cases, this is my theory, this is not, you know, scientific fact. My theory is that depression stems from being in a circumstance that you don't feel you can control.
Right.
Like, in an unpleasant circumstance, you don't feel you can control, whether it's the lack of a sexual partner, the lack of money, the lack of, the will to, just self-discipline.
I mean, what it was that I did was like the ultimate depression-killing strategy because, one, I was doing the thing that people want to do when they're depressed, self-harm. But what I wasn't actually doing was anything harmful to myself. I was just doing the things that would make me feel a certain way that, like, I'm doing these things that I really don't like that suck, and I'm doing it to myself. But what I was actually also doing at the exact same time were exactly the right things that I needed to be doing to get my life under control and get out of the circle of depression, which I knew I was doing consciously, but I also knew consciously that I was. So it was just, if you're going to do that, if you can think of this in such a way and do that for yourself, do that if you're feeling depressed ever. You know, do really good habits that you hate to do. Because that's a good way of kicking depression.
But you're still smoking cigarettes. No, you quit.
No.
You quit the cigarettes?
I quit cigarettes a long time ago. Yeah.
Okay. I remember you smoking it within the last year. Like, you were smoking out on the porch with Renee.
Maybe within the past year, but that was a while ago.
It seems not that long.
It seems to me like it's been more than a year.
Really?
Yeah. I think it's been more than a year.
All right.
I don't know.
Well, kudos then. Yeah. I thought you were still smoking cigarettes.
Right.
It's about the most harmful thing you could do to yourself. Yeah. Well, I suppose the cutting is pretty bad.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. Yeah.
Those big gauge earrings, that's pretty awful.
I don't think that's considered
I don't think
self-harm.
That's harmful.
Yeah, no.
You don't?
It's just, no, it's just...
Have you seen people without them?
It's a crime against...
It looks bad when you take the gauges out, that's for sure. 855 450. It's one of those things you can't really change your mind about later. 855 450 free.
African neck rings.
We're coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com recently reported Bitcoin transaction fees have increased by more than 1,200% since 2015. To many Bitcoin proponents, the current fee market is moving way too fast, making Bitcoin unusable for certain transactions. The fee market and slow confirmation times have also increased the tension concerning the block size debate. However, if there are wallets with low amounts of Bitcoin that can't cover the fees, they become virtually unspendable. Learn more at news.bitcoin.com. That's news.bitcoin.com.
Funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact the station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Moments remain here. You can join us. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Everything from the Christian version of ISIS to controlling your own emotions. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
And don't forget, if you support Free Talk Live, if you like the show and what we do here, then please amp Free Talk Live by going to amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. It's $5 a month. Or Bitcoin. You can use Bitcoin, credit card, PayPal. You send in that $5 a month, and then you get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only podcast, the AMP-only Facebook group, and more. Plus, you help Free Talk Live get on more new radio stations and bring new internet listeners on board. Advertise, market, and promote is what AMP stands for, and it makes a big difference for us when you AMP the show. So you're helping us spread the ideas of liberty and peace as far and as wide as we possibly can. You can go to amp.freetalklive.com, and you get the benefits as well. So once again, that's amp.freetalklive.com. Libertarian Banker is on the line, calling from somewhere in the United States, listening to LRN.FM. Go ahead, Libertarian Banker, you're on the air.
Hey, guys. You were talking about controlling your own emotions, and I kind of have a similar experience, but it has to do with controlling other people's emotions by kind of controlling yours. And what I mean is I used to work at a bank branch, like a retail branch.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there would be customers coming up to the teller line, and, you know, the teller couldn't complete the transaction for them for whatever reason. And they would get upset. I mean, people get very emotional about their money.
Sure.
And, you know, as the you know, manager of the office, I would, you know, hear this going on, and I would come out and shake their hand, look them right in the eye, introduce myself, and I'd call them into my office. And this was part of the tactic, was to kind of get them in my territory, get them out from the public view, don't let the other
guy
and screaming and stuff. And, you know, I would talk to them, you know, in a real low voice, try to find out what was going on. And I would act, you know, I would try to help them genuinely. And if I could not help them, I wouldn't just tell them it was the policy. I would explain why and why maybe this policy existed or why it was maybe risky to do this or that. So, you know, you can, if you can control your emotions when, interacting with other people, they will react off that, feed off of that, your emotion, and
100%.
That'll help them calm down at the same time.
I agree 100%. And this is something that I call this low-level mind control. Because if my theory is that, you know, in just about every situation I'm dealing with, there's a set of words and a way that I can say those words that's going to give me the best result in that given circumstance. Because, you know, I mean, people react the way they react to given ways that you treat people. And so if I, you know, stand firm and raise my voice and, you know, those kinds of things, that's going to have one result.
It's going to escalate.
If I look the person in the eye and I use my most convincing tone and I, you know, try to connect with them, that's going to have a different result. And so what my theory is that there's always, and this is the theory that I only use for myself, right? Like I'm just constantly telling myself, because it's easy to get upset. It's easy to have an emotional response.
That's right, yeah.
But what is going to give me the best result? Sometimes in dealing with a customer service situation, it's best to have an emotional response. Now, I'm not very good at it. I can't sort of control that or, you know, I'm not good at delivering that. But you know, I can always send my wife in to beat him up on a customer service issue if that's what I need to do.
You know, and I've walked out of a situation like that, Mark. That's a good point. And to where I walked out of the situation and the person's opened a checking account or done some sort of business with me after the transaction that we just connected on that level. And so it really is just, I mean, just treat other people like humans, man. I guess it's failed. You know,
it seems like another thing, just from based on the article, that what you could do in a situation if someone's getting emotional is you could offer them a sense of control, even if it's not necessarily the choices that they would want. If you're offering them choices,
here's what you can do.
Here's what you can do. Here's some options.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
They might not have seen those options.
Right.
They might not have realized they had them in the first place. That's a great point.
Absolutely.
Anything
absolutely.
Else you want to share, Libertarian Banker?
No, I appreciate it, guys. Thanks for your
Thanks
time.
For the call tonight. Let's go to Sarah. She's in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Sarah.
Hey, did you guys notice that, you know, red snapper fish has completely disappeared to the BP Gulf oil spill? You know, I used to see them in the supermarket, and red snapper fish, it's a top-dwelling fish, and I used to eat them as sushi. I used to love that.
You made it at home?
You know, the oil spill has just wiped out the fish for the next 10 years.
Is there some article on this? Because I wasn't able to when I saw your topic, I looked it up real quick and I wasn't able to find any information on that.
I am seeing red snapper season is set in Alabama for 2017. That story from just a couple of days ago. So looks like the state of Alabama is claiming that there's snapper to be caught.
Maybe it's just.
How come I can't find any here in Albuquerque? I don't see it anywhere. Frozen, any markets, sushi, restaurants, nothing.
Maybe it's getting bought up on the Gulf Coast before it gets away.
Recent research conducted on the long-term issue of age distribution of red snapper in the Gulf of Mexico indicates that older fish, this, by the way, was published just 4 days ago in ScienceDaily.com, reveals that older fish age 8 and up are more reproductive than younger fish were over the previous 10 years. In studies done a decade apart, evidence shows a recent shift toward a slower progression to sexual maturity, as well as reduced egg production, especially among young small female red snapper in the Gulf of Mexico. Slower maturation rates among young fish ages 2 to 6. Blah blah blah. So,
I've got an
article
here from the Wall Street Journal about red snapper fraud. Apparently, there's a lot of places
that tilapia.
Try to pass off red snapper.
Yeah, they'll,
other fish's red
they'll
snapper.
Sell you tilapia and call it red snapper.
Right. That sounds more like it. You know, the BP, the oil spill did wipe them out. You know what I mean?
No. Well, apparently they've come back.
The feds, the feds are involved here. Locals are hopeful the feds will reopen red snapper fishery off of Florida's northeast coast. So apparently some of the fisheries have been closed by the federal government.
Yeah, it makes sense. They would have been right where the BP thing was then.
Right, and if you don't have a fishery that is creating new red snapper, you're not going to have as much. So maybe that's the case. If the feds came in there and shut down these fisheries, then that would explain why, you know, maybe there still are red snapper out there. It's just that they're not being harvested. They're not being they're essentially not being bred. Yeah. And when you have fisheries, you have a plentiful amount of red snapper.
Apparently the season remains open year-round in the state-controlled Atlantic waters between the coasts and 3 miles offshore. However, the regulations are different in the Gulf of Mexico, and fishermen say that there are virtually no red snapper to be had there.
Wow. All right, so there you go. Sarah, you can blame the government for that happening. What do you think
about BP, too?
Never mind the oil consumption, but stop buying gasoline like I do. You know, I have no cars to put gasoline. You know?
Do you use electricity?
Yeah, I use electricity.
A lot of it's put together with fossil fuels.
Yeah,
but you know what? We get ours from our solar power panel in New Mexico. A lot of it comes from that. But still, you know what? I don't buy gas. I don't own a car. You know, let's all start riding bike and ride the train, you know?
I actually do ride my bike a lot here in Keene, New Hampshire, but if I got to drive to the airport, I'm not going to take the bike.
If I've got a job and the best way for me to earn a living is to take a car to work, then that's what I'm going to do. I'm not going to go.
Sarah doesn't have a job.
I'm not heading back to the Stone Age because it's convenient for Sarah.
Thanks for the call, Sarah. Appreciate it. Yeah. She. I don't know. Didn't she tell she's, like, never had a job? Basically.
I don't remember. I don't remember. I don't want to
manufacture your oil straight from the La Brea tar pits.
You can ask her the next time she calls in. I don't want to talk about her.
Fair enough. So there you go. Looks like the government is to blame, if we're going to blame anybody, for the lack of red snapper for shutting down the fisheries, which, of course, you know, comes back to the old point that if you want to proliferate a species, then it should be legal to own, it should be legal to breed, it should be legal to sell. And that is what makes things stay alive and not face extinction. Oh, I thought you were holding up your finger because you wanted to say something there, Mark. You've been giving us signals about the time tonight, and no one's ever asked you to do it, and I found it confusing. So anyway, you can join us here, freetalklive.com, all kinds of cool features on the website. You can actually control the front page of the website.
So while we're talking about animals being owned and controlled and whatnot, if you heard the news about the our former land of, from whence Free Talk Live hails, the noble sea cow is being reclassified.
As what?
Oh, the manatee.
The manatee is no longer endangered, is now, what's the next level up? It's like...
Threatened,
yes.
Okay.
Yep.
That's good news, I guess.
Yeah. Apparently there's been a population explosion, but I guess a lot of the animal activists are very, very concerned about this reclassification.
Yeah, God knows. Everybody's going to kill out of...
Right, now everybody's going to go run them over in their boats now, right? Yeah. All right, we'll see you tomorrow, freetalklive.com.
The manatee's my patronus.
What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin. But imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com. What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin. But imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.